Taking a look first at your news for the hour. When Brown City's school district students return to classes for the 2026 through 2027 academic year tomorrow, they will be seeing some changes. Over the summer, renovations were done to the high school gym with the bleachers, a refurnished floor, and a new sound system. Some additional work will still need to be done to some of the other facilities, including the bus garage. There was one staffing change with the hiring of Caitlin Strand as the new elementary principal. She was hired after Principal Sean Hagee retired after a long and varied career with the district. Also, the district added a new early college partnership with the Lapeer Intermediate School District. Doing that will give students more opportunities to earn college credit while they're still in high school. Another academic change that was made was the expanding of career and technical education opportunities. And another news for today. A 39-year-old Marlette woman was sentenced this month for embezzling from her employer. Stephanie May Kloss pled guilty to embezzlement agent trustee of $20,000 or more, but less than $50,000. For that plea, she was sentenced to serve 150 days in jail with credit for one day served, spend 24 months on probation, as well as fines and costs of $59,151, including the restitution of $57,000. For that plea, the three charges of computer use to commit a crime of embezzlement of $20,000 or more and using a computer to do a larceny were both dismissed. The embezzlement occurred between August the 9th of 2024 and January the 20th of 2025 from the Speedway gas station. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
I'm Justin Smith, retired sheriff and executive director for the National Sheriffs Association. Criminal networks are stealing billions of dollars through social media, phone calls, and texts, posing as people you trust. They pressure and demand money or personal information. Don't fall for it. If something feels wrong, slow down and verify. Hang up, don't click, never send money. If targeted, contact law enforcement. Protect yourself, protect your family.
Learn more at sheriffs.org/stopscams. A public service message from the National Sheriffs Association.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The Huron County Commissioners will be meeting at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, August the 25th in the County Building in Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners will be reviewing a deficit elimination plan for the land bank to be submitted to the Michigan Department of Treasury, as well as the park fees for 2027 and addressing some new hires and employment changes. There's also expected to be a closed session sometime during the meeting. You can attend the meeting virtually by using the Zoom program, or by phone using the phone number 1305-224-1968. And another news for today. The Ubley School District's Board of Education approved several new hires and accepted the resignations of several employees during this month's meeting. The new hires include Faith Jett as preschool teaching assistant, Aubrey Zaran as preschool teaching assistant, Emma Perez as a preschool teaching assistant, and Nate Campbell as the responsible thinking room aide. The board also accepted with regrets the resignations of Ellie Peruski as a preschool teaching assistant, Samantha Giliotti as a latchkey aide, Miranda Smiglinski as a latchkey aide, Julia Pulaski as a paraprofessional, and Tom Vollmering as the transportation director. There were also some new coaches hired onto the staff. Mitchell Foote was hired as the new assistant varsity football coach. Adam Gorkowski was hired as the junior varsity assistant football coach. Nate Campbell was hired as the assistant junior high football coach. Madeline Vogel was hired as the assistant cross-country coach. Natalie Paulus was hired as the assistant varsity volleyball coach, and the board accepted the resignation of Madeline Smalley as the assistant varsity volleyball coach. The administration fee for both junior and high school sports will also be increasing to $5. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Sunday, August the 23rd of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.